A heat dome is trapping much of the South in sweltering heat. In Texas, temperatures in some places could reach 113 degrees today. Severe storms in that region have knocked out power for thousands of customers, and not being able to use air conditioning or fan can be deadly. The CDC reports about 700 Americans die every year from heat stroke, thousands more from heat-related diseases. And now there's a silent witness who may help researchers understand why. He's a sweating, shivering, breathing robot named Andy, created by the Thermetrics company and being used by researchers at Arizona State University to unravel the health impacts of extreme temperatures on the human body. So-called thermal mannequins have been used before, but it's usually to test various kinds of heat-resistant clothing. Advances in Andy allow the new bot to head outdoors and provide more complex health data. And since Andy's not talking, let's bring in Konrad Rogaczewski. He's a professor at ASU's School for Engineering of Matter, Transport, and Energy. Professor, welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
And we also have with us Ariana Middle, a professor in the School of Arts, Media, and Engineering. Professor Ariana, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having us.
And Konrad, start by telling us the difference between the Andes that you are working with and the thermal mannequins that have been used for a while now to test out clothing.
So the latest iteration includes internal cooling and heat flux sensor on 35 different body parts, which enables us to measure not only heat rejected by the mannequin to the surrounding, but also what happens in Arizona for most of the time, heat from the environment going into the mannequin.
Yeah, it actually makes the mannequin sweat.
So that's an additional feature that has been added, which is that the mannequin can dispense water over these 35 different body parts. A program calculates how much the mannequin has heated based on things coming from the environment and how that changes its core temperature and skin temperatures and makes the mannequin respond, for example, by sweating a little bit more. Or when the mannequin is getting cold, so the core temperature dropped, it starts shivering.
And Ariana, what brings you to this?
My background is really in urban climate, and urban climate looks at how the way we build and design cities impact the heat profile in those cities. And in the past, I've developed MARDI, which is a barometrological cart that can measure how the built environment changes these heat profiles. But now MARDI cannot really tell us how a human would react to that heat. And so this is why I teamed up with Konrad and another colleague, Jennifer Von Oss, and we created this project where we're going to team up MARDI and Andy. They're going to become best friends and they're going to roam the streets together. And then MARDI can measure how the built environment changes the heat profile that surrounds a human. And then Andy can tell us how a human would actually respond to that heat.
That is amazing. Because we know the building environment does change the heat. There are heat deserts. There are places that are, well, cities that are made so much hotter because of glass buildings or lack of shade. So that's Marty's job. And then Andy sweats. But Konrad, Professor Rogaczewski, how else does this work? Because, you know, like the Tin Man, Andy doesn't have a heart. He doesn't have organs that can fail. So what else are you reading about his reaction to heat?
Absolutely. That's a great question. We did an outreach in a kindergarten. And on top of that, kindergartens were asking, you know, the mannequin, does it fart? Does it poop? And the answer is not yet. And of course, yes, it doesn't have a heart. It has tons of tubing and microcontrollers and so on inside. So you can think of a human being as sort of having a shell that's kind of the interface between us and the environment, our skin, and then everything on the inside. So the mannequin is essentially a measurement of what happens on the shell of our bodies. And then the controller is a program that simulates these different layers of the body, the blood flow, and different ways that energy moves inside our bodies to create sort of the temperature profile inside. So then the program calculates what the equivalent core temperature would be for an average human shaped like Andy. And then that provides the feedback to the physical instrument on, oh, okay, the core temperature increased, so sweat more. Or you got cold, start shivering. Mm-hmm. And then that gets updated every 15 seconds.
Well, and so you're simulating, you know, the organs of the body to figure out what happens. Because I was actually stunned to realize, and, you know, reading up for this, we know people die of heat stroke, but we really don't understand how it works.
True. So nobody is measuring somebody's core temperature increase as they're having a heat stroke or looking at, you know, their sweat rates. We know things like in a severe heat stroke, for example, your body stops sweating. The brain gets confused enough that it shuts that off, or there's just simply not enough liquid to go around in the body and to sweat. So what we can do using the thermal mannequin is put them in situations that we know that people have gotten in trouble and look at the whole history and trying to see what was the event that led up to the heat stroke. And then we can go back and try to see, was there some kind of a simple intervention that we could have done a couple hours before that maybe stopped somebody from going over
the edge,
threshold?
Yeah. Well, and that brings us to some of the interventions or some of the things that may come out of this are, you know, maybe more cooling clothes or, you know, you tell me, Ariana, backpacks that have cooling support. What are some of the things you hope will come out of this study?
I really hope that we can, with Andy and Marty teaming up, that we can test different heat mitigation solutions. We cannot expose humans to these tough conditions without harming them, but Andy has a full service contract, so if we kill Andy, Andy will get fixed. And taking this team of instruments to test any solution that's out there, changes in the built environment, building more shade structures, planting trees, could be changes to personal behavior, people carrying umbrellas, people using hats, people hydrating more. So any type of behavioral or physical change of the environment, we can test those changes.
Especially when it comes to clothes, there's a lot of very interesting new ideas coming out of material science, clothes that cool us better. Some of these materials are getting complex enough that they might play with different ways we interact with the environment. So maybe with the radiative properties of the fabric, for example, making them infrared transparent. And one step more, once we're getting into these more complicated fabrics, going into the real environment rather than a climatic chamber is critical. Simulating outdoor solar radiation, the open sky, and the radiation emitted from the buildings is extremely hard. Our outdoor Andy allows us to have this realistic platform to look at these new types of garments.
Well, I'm thinking, too, Professor Middle mentioned, you know, Andy can die, you know, we'll, you know, rewire him and he'll bring him back. But you talked about how you're bringing him to, you know, little kids are getting to see the robots. And I'm just wondering if he could also provide a public service, because I can just see a public service announcement with Andy and his pal, Marty, you know, sitting on a stone bench in downtown Phoenix and being able to show the heat that's coming off the buildings. And, you know, maybe Andy does die, you know, in a public service announcement to really drive home that heat is killing people.
That is an excellent idea. We should contact the city and propose a Andy and Marty day when it's 115 out.
Yeah, get people to love them and then maybe have to lose them.
Anyway. Cool. Marty and Andy do have a Twitter. They might be tweeting about this later on.
Don't kill us.
Yeah, but they certainly do make an interesting pair together. That is quite a sight when you see them in the outdoors.
Professor Konrad Rogaczewski and Professor Ariana Middle, both at Arizona State University, working with the Thermetrics Company's thermal mannequins named Andy, taking them out in the heat in Arizona to try to help humans deal with the heat. Professors, thank you both so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks so much for having us.